Praise God. Let's all stand. How many of you enjoy times of prayer with God when we come together and just pray? Do you enjoy that? It's good, isn't it? It's peaceful. And God does so much when we just pray. So much that he wants to do if we'll just yield ourselves and be obedient. We're vessels. So just yield yourself to God in that area. We're just going to take a season real fast. And just, I want you to pray in the Holy Ghost and be yielded to God. Be in tune with the Spirit. Allow God to pray through you in your heavenly language, that those things that he's been wanting to do would be accomplished. Amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Let's all just pray.
Roboso talara masi kora masie. Loro roboso tia la rabasandi a laboroso. Hoki kashi en amoro roboso. Evoroso chia la batanzie. Eco sotto chicara bie. Loro nitsa bosunia. Le coro docia. Mese cora chi malasi. Sohomo do hukia. Namakro bashia. Becalasia. Eco rosuntia. Oro sobo la bashia malasie, lo tukoro si bachi, le koronia basa, le horo soma, kenikoro sukuraba, le temo sukie, manaye lo ho, vokoro chita sikie, homa sakarashie, oro so talarabasi kia la rabosokoro, eo koro so chia la basitia, le boro so talarabasie, hokoro boso kamashie, hokoro china masi, Lopotosia, Ledaboso Koroshia la Bahasa, E Korosie, Eboloso Namala Tikorosi, Yebosomachi Kalanie. Thank you, Father. Yeboroso Tikia, Oro Roboso Tabatie, O Koroshia Tabasie, Oro Tosana Ramatia Suku, Krobashi Balasi, Horaba. An interesting place in the Bible in the second chapter of Acts, when they were filled with the Holy Ghost, notice that the Jews that were celebrating Pentecost heard the disciples of Jesus praying and speaking in their own languages. That means when they were praying, it could be heard from a distance. Praying in tongues is something that we do out loud. So when you yield your voice, pray out loud. You need to learn to do that. There's nothing wrong, and the more you do pray out loud, and the bolder you get about that, the more that language will grow. So I want to encourage you, just pray out loud. Oro sabalasi korosu, te koroso balatapashikie, ronoso kobashie, leraboso koromobo, pialasa kamashie. Thank you, Father. Oboro sitia, eboloraboso niatashi, roshika basi koronomoso. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hebelati koroso mahaya. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit. Oroshi, we invite you to move in this place tonight. He koroso boroshi karasi. Le koroso boshini. Teboso katachi kuni kachie. Leposo koto korochu kabasi kuno shikia basa. Le koroshu. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Puro sobochie. E koroshi, you ready? Thank you, Jesus.
We praise you, Father. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah.
We give you praise. Hallelujah.
Say hallelujah. Let's praise the Lord. 161. That's good.
tell him.
Magnificent God. Magnificent Lord. Magnificent God.
Magnificent
down in my heart, way down.
I've got
got nobody like you, Lord. I'm gonna stick with Jesus. I'm gonna stick with Jesus. Hallelujah. Nobody like Jesus, you won't ever find. Nobody like Jesus, you won't never, ever, ever find. You gotta put your mind on Jesus. Nobody like Jesus, you won't never find. Nobody like Jesus, you won't never, ever, ever find. I've had many friends before. They said they never let me down. They had problems of their own. That's why I turned to Jesus. Nobody like the Lord. Nobody like Jesus, you won't never find. Nobody like Jesus, you won't ever, ever, ever Jesus. I've had many friends before. They said they never let me down, but they had problems of their own. That's why I'm turning to Jesus. Nobody like the Lord. Nobody like Jesus, you will never. But you better stick to him. Nobody like Jesus, you won't never. Don't put your trust in people. Nobody like Jesus, you won't never find. Nobody like Jesus, you won't.
I like this part.
He's the same yesterday and forever. Nobody like Jesus, you won't ever, ever, ever. He's the same yesterday and forever. He won't change. Nobody like Jesus, he'll always be there. He's the same yesterday and forever. Nobody. Jesus, you won't never, ever, ever find. Hallelujah. Oh, we love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we love you. Lord. Glory to God. Morning, so I'll run to you. My heart's not content, so I'm yearning to be close and made true. Do with me what you choose, so I can be a vessel you pour through. Your mercies are new every morning, so I'll run to you. My heart's not content, so I'm yearning to be close and made true. Do with me what you choose, so I can be a vessel you pour through. Every day I seek your face, bathe myself in your sweet grace. I need your strength, wash over me. Father, I need you to pick me up and heal me with your gentle touch. Lord, I need your love. With him, never let him go. Do you need him? Don't run from the law. I'm gonna run from you. Your mind, you'll stay with Jesus. Mm-hmm. 10,000 may fall on either side, but yet I'll run till I see your face. Till I see your face.
start to pray in the Holy Spirit right here, God. Made up in my mind, no holding back, no giving in. Find yourself a new prayer partner, someone you usually don't pray with.
All right, it's gonna be all right. It's all right, just isn't it? Y'all just praising Jesus.
know it. I just hear it in my spirit. Is that all right? All right, all right, all right. 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 Hallelujah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey! Hey! Hallelujah! Yeah! Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus. My. If I was all by myself, I'd be shouting. Hey! 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 If I was all by myself, I'd be shouting, and heaven be shouting too. Will you help me praise Jesus? Will you help me praise Jesus? For he's worthy. Is he worthy? Is he worthy? Is he worthy? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hey. Ay, 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 ay. Hallelujah. I'm getting real blessed in here. Thank you, Jesus. Hey. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah! Oh, ha! Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Hey, if you don't say it, who will? Hey, if you don't say it, who will? If you don't praise him, who will? I don't want no rock crying out. Thank you.
Plans are all changed.
Give him some instruction, or at least tell us what's going on. Please don't leave me out here by myself. Well, praise God. That's what friends are for. I ain't even going to attempt to teach in this. Well, praise the Lord. Tell you what, you won't really get a laugh. You figure out what I was going to teach you. Oh, how you doing, Karen? Good to see you. I don't even know where this came from. They could have cleaned the table off or something and just left it up here, but it's serving the purpose. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I look better this morning. I'd pull these pants up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Brother Rex. Well, glory to Jesus. Thank you, Brother. Thank you. Help us, Brother Jesse.
Help me.
Huh? Help you?
You want to help him?
Yeah, just help him get down. Amen. Yeah, just help him. Amen. Help him. Amen. Give us a testimony. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for his presence, huh? Thank God. You know, it's the best thing in the world.
Amen.
Is that last 15, 20 minutes, did you about, Lord knows how much good it did you. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. You got to go that way.
This brother is out there. That's true. He is out.
It does. Amen. There, someone said, now that's just crazy. Amen. I'm going to say hallelujah. It is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. I'm going to go get my notes. Amen. It's all in the Bible. It's all there. It's all there. Somebody say amen. In thy presence is joy,
forevermore. Amen?
Amen.
There were times in the Bible, amen, when the glory of God came into the house. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
The glory of God came into the house so much. You going to help me, Crystal? Amen. That the priest could not stand to minister. Wow.
Amen.
That the Shekinah glory was in the place so heavy and so strong, they just couldn't do anything. Somebody say, amen.
Amen.
Wow. Well, we're so quick to rush everything. Amen. And, you know, but every once in a while, you know, it gets so thick it's hard to move in the place. Amen.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Thank you.
And if we would... your hands up. Where'd she go? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah.
Thank you, Father.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. I like that reverb. Amen. There's no crystals on the floor. Amen. We're getting there. Amen. Hallelujah. You give us a little bit more. There you go. Somebody say, thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Oh, the anointing of God is in this place.
Amen.
And you know that presence. Thank God for His presence. Thank God for His presence. In His presence, needs are met. Somebody say, thank God for that. In His presence, demons flee.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I mean, I tell you what, in His presence, sickness has got to go.
Yes.
Stress has got to go. Mm-hmm. Circumstances have got to change. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When the enemy comes in like a flood, God will raise up a standard against him.
Amen.
Thank God for the Holy Ghost. And every once in a while, you just need to turn it over to the power of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
And whether you realize it or not, God knows exactly what He's doing.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We can try to wash it down and clean it up a little bit, but you'd miss your blessing. Somebody say hallelujah. You don't need processed food.
Amen.
You need all of it. Glory to God. You know, they get a hold of stuff. Can you roll back to the back and help me? Amen. Oh, somebody. Amen. Crystal, help us here. Glory to God. Somebody pray for Sister Crystal. Amen. Say, you're doing a good job. Amen.
You're doing a great job, Chris.
Hallelujah. You feel okay, brother? The anointing of the Holy Ghost. And some of you that know. See, I could say something right now. Amen. See, some of y'all going to get in trouble thinking. Amen. But you can tell the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Yes. Yinanasa. Yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah. God just gave us instruction. Just to stay blessed and to stay full. And it gets so full that you come out what? If you're spirit filled, you'll be what? Oh, if you didn't hear it, you're going to be in trouble. Get so spirit filled that... I don't do this all the time. Y'all get to go home early tonight. Let me forget anything. Don't let me forget to take the offering tonight. Amen. But the... How many believe God?
Amen.
But that's the ones it's going to go for anyhow. Amen.
Amen.
But God gave us instruction. He said He wants to lead us. Amen. But spirit-filled people are spirit-led. Look at somebody and say, spirit filled.
Spirit filled.
Spirit led. What you get filled with today will lead you tomorrow. What you get filled with today will lead you tomorrow. And so often, hallelujah, somebody drag him to that back room. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Thank you, Father. You might have to, glory to God. Praise you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Nobody in their right mind would do that, I tell you. We polish this thing up so clean. Glory to God. That's not, they're putting all this on. We put on something else. Glory to God. There you go. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. We're almost there. Hallelujah. Somebody say thank you, Father. Oh, it's probably me got this thing all the way down that far. Amen. Drag him back. I wasn't going to do nothing to you. I was just trying to say hi. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. God's got a purpose and God's got a plan.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Oh, it looks like the Holy Ghost is in this place. Amen.
Ah, yeah. Oh. Yeah! By herself. What's wrong? Oh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Boy, I wonder what happened. Y'all did that together. Get over there. Glory to God. Ah, yeah.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh. Help him, help him, help him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. How you doing, sister? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Oh, honey. Oh, no, 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 no. Don't go out the door. Don't. Come back. Don't do it. Oh, somebody pray for her. God talked to me about that this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, don't go out the door. Hallelujah. Yananiah. Praise God. Stay up under the glory. Don't run. Hallelujah. Stay up under the glory. Don't run. Glory to God. Ha. Yay. Bo. Sana. Yike. Bola. Stabe. Budan. Dile. Hallelujah. Leave it alone. Had nothing else to say for it. Amen. Two things you don't want to do under the glory. Amen. And both of these things. You don't want to talk to each other unless you just can't help it. Amen. Two things. Amen. And don't ever walk out on the glory of God. Don't ever turn your back. And I'm not just saying it about tonight. Amen. But God's been trying to do some things. And lately, as the anointing's been increasing, people take liberty to walk. The Bible says that the Lord is in His holy temple. Let on the earth either be silent, and that silent means be still, before Him. Somebody say hallelujah. Do we have to enforce that? Absolutely not. Everybody's on their own. Glory to God. But we have to be faithful to speak. Amen. You can't control people or do whatever else it is, but you can only give them what you got. Amen. And I made it my mind. I'm going to make my job real. I figured out what God wants to do. I can't do that, Lord, but He can. Amen. The only thing I got to do is say what He says and either be true. Amen. Which we believe it is. Amen. Let God handle His own stuff. I do my job. Hear it and speak it. Amen. And remember those things. And those of you got faith and got confidence and know the ways of God, know the things of God, take those things, hold them in your heart and apply them. Amen. Yeah. And start to walk in them and start to do them and watch the blessings start to manifest.
Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody say hallelujah.
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 Glory to God.
Somebody say thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
We all got to give way to the Spirit. Amen. I was going to teach on friends tonight. Hallelujah. Yeah. That just ain't going to happen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. She's okay. Praise the Lord. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, get happy, get glad, or get mad. Get glad or get mad. This is the house of God. This is the house of the Lord. No excuses, no nothing. This is the house of God, and this is a new day, and this is a new season, and you need to submit to the Holy Ghost. Period, point blank. No, it's God's church. Treat it like it. This is God's church. Treat it like that. This is a new day. Don't do this stuff in God's house. Nobody! It's a new day! New day!
Yeah.
Don't ever walk out on His grace and on His anointing and on His power.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Go to some place where it's not moving.
greater than me, greater than you, greater than my reputation, greater than what you think about me.
Hallelujah.
Greater than this church. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. I know the Holy Ghost, and I know God, and I know what God is doing, and I know how to keep an anointing. Amen?
Amen.
Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We don't reverence the Holy Ghost. Who will? Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. We want to go to the next level. Let's go there. Amen. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. We want to go to the next level. Let's go there. Hallelujah. No longer I that lives, but Christ that lives in me. Hallelujah. My. I guess he's happy. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Just start to praise Him.
Glory to God.
You want to go where I want to go? We'll go nowhere. Let's go where God wants to go. Hallelujah. Let's all just ride with Him. We ain't got no other choice. We ain't got nothing else to do but get... Hallelujah. 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 Songanamaya. 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 Trust His righteousness. Trust in His righteousness. Glory to God. Have faith and confidence in His righteousness and in love. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Boy, we get in some rough spots when the Spirit gets moving, don't we? Ooh, boy, sounds like revival, doesn't it? Well, hallelujah, glory to God, praise His name.
I'm going to Tulsa.
Well, bless him.
Praise
you, Jesus. Handa bufe. Handa le bufrapa. Mixta le bunta le kitchen a mohoshalahai. Praise God. Praise God. God wants to get things better. God wants things to be better. And the Holy Ghost is here to do it. And same thing we said earlier, not too long ago. But I tell you what, when the glory comes, stuff gets stirred up. But every once in a while you get an anointing that says, hey, this time I'm staying, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, I'm going to stick with God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's the same yesterday. He'll always be there. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
You'll never find nobody like Jesus. Glory to God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Make up your mind. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah. I want everybody to make it to the end. That's nothing more in my heart to see you run for everything you've got for God and see Him with a smile on your face and in victory. There's nothing more I want in my heart. Amen. Amen. But we ain't going to change God to see that happen. Amen. Hallelujah. God will always be God, period. He will always be God. And when God is God, I don't call the shots. You don't call the shots. Amen. Hallelujah. He always calls the shots. Amen. Hallelujah. Woohoo. And I tell you what, these are the meetings where things get broken. Hallelujah. Remember what we said a couple of weeks ago? When you get full, when God starts to fill a house, things get messy. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. He'll stir it up at the core. Amen. Oh, bless God. Hallelujah. We just not used. I tell you what, Jesus, go in that temple, turn over those tables. Amen. That looks kind of messy, doesn't it? Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, praise God. Hallelujah. We expect to be all neat and clean. Hallelujah. Somebody say, let it get messy. It'll be all right. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. My, my, my. My, my, my. My, my, my. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Be careful when the anointing's on. Amen.
Yes.
I tell you, one day, somebody say, hey, put your finger in that light switch.
Thank you.
Glory to God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Every once in a while, they cut the circuit breaker off. Amen.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
We used to messing with it. Amen. Glory to God. Well, one day, you know, you, somebody say hallelujah.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
You know, we can do that when the circuit's off. Amen. When the power's on, it's going to blow you. Boom! Hallelujah. Everybody's going to have a new perm. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's what you see. Whenever you hear me say, I'm ready to go home, when I feel the anointing come on, I always say, I want to go home, because I know what happens. For your sake. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. One scripture I can read to you. Is that all right? Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Come on, pray in the Holy Ghost just for a second. Just one scripture. Hallelujah. Two scriptures.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's the Holy Ghost that gives us understanding.
Amen.
It's the Holy Ghost that gives us understanding. All of this may, into our own intellect, into our own mentality, be foreign to us. You know, and we don't understand any of it. But God's trying to show you the bigger picture in meetings. And in times like this,
Amen.
There is clarity to these things. There is clarity to these things. When you see God moving on different people, everything God says, He speaks. Amen. And every move in grace of God, amen, is a word from the Lord. It's a movement of God. And you know what? It's an understanding. I tell you what, God will give you understanding if you stay under it long enough. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I mean, that week of walk, you know, Monday morning, you'll get up and, man, you'll be acting all crazy. And all of a sudden, you'll understand things. Amen?
Amen.
And one of the things you might understand, hey, none of this stuff means anything. Amen. What am I worried about this situation for? It don't mean nothing. Somebody say, you understand things.
Amen.
Differently.
Understand things differently.
So each grace and every move of the Spirit and every heavy anointing and all those things. So I say, He says, the Lord, you know, He's our guide. He will instruct us and He will teach us. The Holy Spirit does those things for us, doesn't He?
Yes.
And when He comes, He is so powerful. He is so magnificent. He is so great. He is no less God today than He was yesterday.
Amen.
And if we read in the Bible, whenever God showed up in the Bible through the power of the Holy Ghost, things always happen.
Amen.
There was never a time when the Holy Ghost didn't show up and things didn't happen.
Amen.
He's God. I mean, if Michael Jackson walked in a room, somebody would wet their pants in this room. Amen? But the Holy Ghost comes in here, and we think we could sit and, you know, just somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Something happens when Jesus enters the place.
Amen.
And we have to learn to honor that. The man that wandereth. Somebody say wandereth.
Wandereth.
See, when we get words on things, we have to stick to the word. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is a way that seems right. Somebody say it seems right. God's in manifestation, the Word says so. If it lines up to the Word and the anointing's on it, the Spirit's on it, amen, and there's a corporate flow there, amen. We got to learn to agree with God, not just with individuals, but agree with God.
Amen.
Amen. Especially when the Word confirms those things. Amen. Nobody's going to try to get you off in something that's not in the Word or not in the Bible. You better watch out for things that seem. Somebody say seemeth.
Seemeth.
In ways that seemeth. In your head. Seems all right to me. You remember that seemeth good to me? Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God will turn you over to your own way. Have it your way. Amen. There is a way which seemeth right unto men, but in the end, so we say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I don't care who you are. It'll lead to death. Amen. The man that wandereth out of the way of understanding in Proverbs chapter 21, verse 16. So we say shall remain.
Shall remain.
Stay under the glory. Stay in the power. If nothing just said there. Somebody say amen. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Mm-hmm. Praise God. There are many things that God does in our lives that if we had our way, we say, well, you can hang that up. Amen. But we'd miss God's best. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesse had a dream about 2 weeks ago of a wave. We didn't know it until he had forgotten all about it until I got to church. He says, you know what? I had a dream of this huge wave just coming through. Amen. And anybody that knows me, I don't play church.
Amen.
We've gone through service where nothing happens and we're just as fine, you know. Amen. We just sing every little song and get right out on the hour. You know, we're all happy. No, I'm serious. We all get happy. We're blessed, just as blessed in that sometime. Amen. But when God... We don't have to push anything.
Amen.
We don't have to push anything. We try to push to go on. And the more you push, the worse it gets. Amen. Might as well go with it. Amen.
Amen.
I'm trying to find that scripture. Somebody say hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 26, verse 6. You need it. Hallelujah. We all need it. Hallelujah. What's wrong with you? It's okay. Yes, 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 yes.
Amen. I tell you what, in times like this, we have to give you a little bit of something that'll help us out when we have meetings like tonight. Amen. Amen. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 6 says, faithful are the wounds of a friend. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's one scripture you get from friends. About friends. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. We got lots of friends. Amen. And if you got a, you don't want just always kissing friends. Somebody say, amen.
Amen.
When you're walking in faith, you don't want somebody that's always kissing you on the face, kissing you on the head, everything you do. Oh, okay. We love you. Amen. Every once in a while, you need a friend. Amen. I'm going to tell you the truth. So it's like sometimes, the truth hurts.
Truth hurts.
Hallelujah. So say, thank you, Jesus. So say, faithful.
Faithful.
So say, thank you. Hopefully you get some faithful friends, you know. Amen. Faithful friends. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. To stand in truth and righteousness. Amen. We need to be faithful with one another. And not, somebody say, faithful and not fake.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, always kissing, always smiling. Amen. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Every once in a while you get real friends. Amen. As iron sharpeneth iron. Amen. So a friend sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. They keep us sharp. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. And I'll finish that on. Wednesday night. Would y'all study those? Were y'all talking about those scriptures today or something?
No, we were sharpening each other.
Y'all were talking sharp to one another? Touche. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Well, everybody pack up your Bibles real quickly. May the Lord watch between one another after getting the... yes, Rita won't let me forget to take an offering. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Hallelujah.
God bless us.
How many of y'all have been enjoying Sister Sandra Hughes teaching on offerings? Hallelujah. Y'all been enjoying that? Been learning anything?
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
The Lord loves a cheerful giver. She might be laughing. She might have brought her husband's checkbook. I know my friend. I know a friend. You know, so she's laughing at. What could she be laughing at? And I thought, let me see. She must have Jesse's checkbook. Well, praise God. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody say, good things.
Good things. Oh, thank you, Father.
Somebody say, hold the truth.
Thank you.
Hold the truth. That's the only thing that's going to hold anybody together. Amen. Hold the truth and hold the right and hold the righteousness and go to the next level.
Amen.
Somebody say praise God.
Praise God.
I tell you what, that Friday night tape, we got it done. We usually cut out all the tongues and
cut out all that stuff and polish it up and sound, get them to sound somewhat Baptist. Amen. So we can present them to the whole community. But that one, we didn't chop it up. We left just about everything in it, all the flow and everything, about 50 minutes. And I would say about 20 of those 50 minutes are nothing but Holy Ghost prayer and the prophetic. Amen?
Amen.
And every time we have a service like that, things change. Crystal and I were in the office going through the messages and going through the services and just reading titles and dates and putting things together with big happenings around the nation and different things that happen. And looking at the title, we're going, man, and it's all linking up like 90501. You know what I'm saying? 90501, and just how those meetings go. And for some strange reason, we had a service on the 11th, but we don't have a CD for the 11th. We don't have the recording.
That was the night you gave that.
That was 90501, the Sunday before.
Oh, okay.
The Sunday before the 9/11.
Wow.
The whole service was a prophetic word. Remember? Mm-hmm. And when we go through the computer and we title them before happenings, like right when it happens, most of the time we title them. And on 90501, which was the Sunday before the 11th, there was a prophetic word that went forth. Amen. And it was at service on Sunday. We said, wow, we better do something about that word. And we said, we need to pray. And before the 9/11 series, we were having a week of prayer. We had service that week because God told us. Y'all remember? It's right there in the Word. Something's about to happen. And we need to be on guard. We need to be on point. Amen. For what God wants to do. After it happened, lots of churches said, well, we need to open up to pray. But God does things. He can tell you it's going to happen before it happens. Amen?
Amen.
So you're ahead of the game.
Amen.
So if this grace and this anointing is, y'all noticed the change of services the last month, and it's just been getting higher and higher and higher. Fill up. Fill up. Because waves come and waves go, and you got to jump you got to catch every wave to get to the next level. Catch that wave and let it bring you to shore and catch the next one. It's like surfing. Amen?
Amen?
This is a wave. We don't know how long these waves last. We don't know how long each the bar and each wave lasts. And you only get the wave that's coming in. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody out there with buckets saving it up for when the wave's gone? Praise God. Well, this is what happened when the wave came in. Amen? This is what it felt like. Get in on it for yourself while it's there. Amen? Today, if you hear the Lord's voice, don't harden your heart. As in the day of the great provocation. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes we can hear the voice of God. And at times, it's just not in English, and I'm not just talking about tongues. God speaks through us through circumstances, through situations, mm-hmm. through impressions, through graces, causes us to think, causes us to meditate. Amen? I look at these services, and I say, God's trying to say something. Today, if I hear His voice, I'm not going to harden my heart. I'm going to open it up and get into what He's trying to do. Amen? So stick close to Jesus and stay in the anointing. Don't let anything get you distracted while the water's troubled. Amen?
Amen.
There was one statement that you had, I like Rita. She was talking about on the airplane. When you get on the airplane, they give you that little announcement. They say if something happens and the cabin starts to depressurize or whatever else it is, you know, you start to lose oxygen, you know, and the oxygen mask drops down. And they say before you put the oxygen mask on the person you're trying to save, put it on yourself first. Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And when God is moving, the oxygen mask is dropped. Put it on your face. Amen?
Amen.
After you get revived, after you get restored, after you get life, amen, go back. Amen. You'll have time to go back and bring back whatever fell off along the wayside. Amen. Don't take your oxygen mask off. Amen. You can't save people that are drowning when they're fighting. Amen. Amen. Don't let them go down there and choke a little bit and let them float, and then you can drag them back to shore.
That's right. Pass out. Maybe I can't beat you up.
I'm a lifeguard, too. She's a lifeguard, too.
Exactly right.
Hallelujah.
In fact, they teach you in lifeguard training that when you have somebody that's fighting you on trying to save them, punch them out. Knock them out so mm-hmm. you can drag them to shore.
Mm-hmm. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. The most important thing you can do in times of graces, in times of anointing, get all of it. If they're not receiving, get it yourself.
Amen.
Because they might be living off of, they might have a dry season after that.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Somebody say, praise God.
Praise God.
To as many as would receive.
Yes.
He gave the right to become the sons of God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, just right. The best thing you can do in cases like that, even when things are out there, say, man, how are we going to fix that? None of your business.
Amen.
Don't. If you didn't break it, don't fix it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You just stay in the flow and keep the mask on your face. And lead by example. Hallelujah. Somebody say thank you. You got to make, we got to learn. I've been in this thing. Some of y'all have been saved for a while. But hallelujah. I don't have any determination of turning back. Amen.
Amen.
But if you won't turn back, I'll try to tell you once, twice, preach a couple messages. Amen. Amen. And we cry when you go for about a service. Amen. Hallelujah. But it'll take about a week to start dancing again. Hallelujah. Does that say we don't love nobody? No, it's not true. It's just saying you got to go on.
Amen.
If you don't make up in your mind that you're going to run on to the next level, who you think going to go? It's the same thing in codependency in different cases. You got to make up in your mind that, look, I'm going to go forward with God. I'm going to go on with God's best no matter what. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Always stay open. Yes, dear. Go ahead. Yeah.
I wish you were saying about the oxygen.
Uh-huh.
In medicine, you have to give oxygen if the body's not receiving enough in order for it to operate in the way it needs to operate.
Wow.
So without that, we can't do what we're called to do. So you have to have that to gain our strength and be full so that we can
Hallelujah. You got to get the oxygen to regain your strength so you can be full and you can move on and get what you have to get to next and do what you need to do. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When the anointing, I've noticed when God is ready to do something, it gets real sharp.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? Because it's a different grace how God's getting things accomplished. You know, he takes his time to teach us and stuff like that, but when he's moving, he's just moving. Anybody try to talk to a paramedic when they're trying to resuscitate something? Amen. You don't talk to him. You just let what happens happen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Father, we thank you for your people. We thank you for grace. We thank you for anointing. Hallelujah. And this precious couple here, somebody just get your hands on them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Something good, something great. How long y'all been in town? About a year or a month? Hallelujah. Doesn't matter what the economy is. You'll reign and you will be blessed. Whatever you do, whether contracting or anything in that area. Hallelujah. We open up supernatural doors. Hallelujah. Yena bosai. And we speak abundance, we speak prosperity, we speak newness of life. Father, going to let them overflow with what you've called them to do and to walk in. Give them faith, stability, and joy, and a new day. And a new day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Everything's going to be all right. Thank you, Jesus. Whatever they need, provide it right now in the name of Jesus. Whatever need is there right now in the name of Jesus, pour it out right now in the name of Jesus. Yekomosa. Ha, 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 devil, you won't be successful. You are a liar. Ha, they heard the voice of God and they followed. Yes. Hallelujah. Yeah, this was the good thing. This was the right thing. This was the God thing, and it will prove to be so.
Thank you,
Father. Thank you, Father. Don't worry about it. Yep, you heard it. Hallelujah. Just laugh. Hallelujah. And the only thing that's changed is God's just making it better. The only thing that's changed is God is making it better. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We weren't expecting this. Hallelujah. Well, you weren't expecting that other stuff. Amen. But there's some good stuff that you weren't expecting. And I'm telling you right now to expect it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Two plans, what you saw it was one thing, amen. Change, things shifted up a little bit. Amen. Did it? Glory to God. Did it? Hallelujah. Who cares? Because God just got you here. Amen. Hallelujah. He's the better thing is going to happen next. Amen. The better thing is going to happen up next. You need a breakthrough this week? You need a breakthrough this week? You need a breakthrough? You need a miracle this week? Or you just want one, or do you need one? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You need a door to open. Thank you, Jesus. Stand up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise. Yeah, just stand up. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Whatever. Yeah, you got the faith to get it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got the faith to get it. You don't have to fall out or do nothing like that. Amen. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus, meet that need full in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Open that door. Open that door. You reach in faith to get a hold of what God has for you. You start to confess like you've been taught. You start to laugh and confess and receive. Hallelujah. You start to confess and then laugh and receive, and it'll happen. Hallelujah. And I don't know about this, but I just see y'all sending some stuff back to Virginia. Glory to God. Fine. I don't know what this... What is that all about? Good news, huh? Hallelujah. Glory to God. You already got your blessing. Hallelujah. Get all you got. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Don't start nothing here. We're trying to get out of here. That's Irene. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. See, how do you catch somebody else's blessing? You get in on what's happening.
Amen. Amen.
Nothing ever happens to me. Well, when it happens to them, catch a ride.
Amen.
Can't catch a cab yourself? Tell them to move over. Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory.
Hallelujah. You know, you're sitting up there, you know. I'm serious. It flows. It'll flow that way. Some of you can get blessed by just getting jump start. If your battery won't start the car, amen, hook up.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And they start, whoa. Hallelujah. When they go, whoa. When she goes, so, you know, somebody say, catch the wave.
Catch the wave.
We haven't taught that. We haven't taught that here, because that's a lot of people. You haven't been taught to catch the wave.
Amen.
Do you know that you can be taught to catch the wave from spiritual principles? When the wave comes, don't run the other way. Catch it. Glory to God. When they start to roll and look and say, woo, get it on it with them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because it'll go from you to you to you to the next person. Hallelujah. So say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. So say, I don't believe any of that. I can tell. I don't believe any of that. I can tell. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, Father, we're blessing this offering. Hallelujah. Thank you. Ooh. The last, I haven't told y'all this, but the last about six or seven services, more than that, for about the last month, we hadn't put it out there. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. And I hope this way doesn't pass by without somebody grabbing a hold of it. Hallelujah. But God is ready. I can see financial breakthroughs. Amen. I can see financial breakthroughs. Amen. I can see financial breakthroughs. I am serious. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah. Because there hadn't been a lot of financial breakthroughs to the level that God wants it to be over the last 2 to 3 years. Hallelujah. The devil's blocked it, but he couldn't take it. Hallelujah. The devil's blocked it. How many of you know that God can send some money through this place? Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it just got kind of dry for about, amen. The last one we got through, that wasn't yours. It was the house of God's. Amen. About 60 grand. Hallelujah. To one pot. Somebody say, praise God. That was about the last good wave. Amen. Hallelujah. That we've had in about 2 to 3 years. Hallelujah. But you know what? God hadn't stopped giving. People stopped receiving. Hallelujah. And God wants you to clear out the account.
Glory to God.
Yeah. Hallelujah. If you don't understand it, it's not for you. Hallelujah. If you don't understand it, you don't got time to learn about it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. But if somebody would grab a hold of faith and grab a hold of God and do what God tells you to do, there'll be a financial breakthrough for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And don't get all headstrong and crazy after you get it. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. So stand up. Amen. Hallelujah. My, my, my. Ooh, it's just 9 o'clock. Wow. Wow. Isn't that awesome? Praise the Lord. Now, some of you need to repent. Hallelujah. Jesse made new offering envelopes today. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, thank you, Jesse. Hallelujah. If you need an offering envelope, hallelujah. He has it. If you do, just wiggle your finger. You'll get one. Praise God. Hallelujah. Y'all, we've been in revival. Mm-hmm. We've been in revival. Hallelujah, we've been in revival.
Amen.
Yes. How many have ever been to me? I go to meetings all the time. Pay money to fly out there. Amen. Don't get blessed the way God's been moving. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So I said, I can't wait till this one comes back to town. I said, for what? Somebody say, amen.
Right.
I'm sure. I've been to the bed. This one's got to come back to town. No, Jesus will come to town. Amen.
Amen.
You don't have to book them either. Amen.
Amen.
I had to pay the hotel fare and hotel room, limo ride, nothing like that. Amen. He just comes when he comes. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hold that seat up and say, Father,
Father,
I thank you,
I thank you
for my financial,
covenant,
with you.
With you.
Father,
Father,
I'm a supernatural
sower.
Therefore,
I'm a supernatural
reaper.
Father,
I visualize
myself
right now
in the big time.
Glory to God. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, we have to leave it alone.
Thank you, Father.
Does anybody have a business opportunity? Open it up.
Thank you, Jesus.
This is going to make me look bad.
Yeah.
But in the long run, you're going to see something come out of this.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Yes.
I see somebody doing a $1,000 check per week. Glory to God. What does that mean? That person's doing at least $10,000 per week.
Father.
We had people that didn't have jobs, and you were there as the witness 5 years ago. Nobody had a job. And boy, if we got $300, you know, to keep the light bill on at one of the houses, we were shouting and screaming. And we said, we all stand in agreement right now that we're going to be receiving. We claimed out. We all want $1,000 a week. We all want $1,000 a week. And we confessed it. We just confessed it. We confessed it. We confessed it. We confessed it. We confessed it. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. About 7 months later, over 80% of our body was doing over $100,000 a year.
Yep.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And some of them still didn't have jobs.
Amen.
Am I lying?
No.
Who was there? Amen. Who received that year? Huh? Did you make it? Did you and your wife do $100,000 that year? Glory to God. Y'all did over that, didn't you? Huh? You did $100,000 apiece. Before that, what did y'all do?
No, that second year we did.
That second year, y'all, you did 100 and she did 100?
That second year.
Praise God.
We did like 100
something. Hallelujah. Well, you did okay. You did about what? I don't know. Glory to God. No, God did it. So what you, hey, somebody say praise God.
It was good.
Somebody say it was good.
111.
So I have that kind of faith. And God can do it again.
Amen.
And God can do it again. Somebody
Thank
say, raise the stakes.
Raise the stakes.
And somebody said, that $10,000 seems ridiculous. That seems crazy. Amen. Well, if you saw the lot that we had, that $1,000 looked crazy. Amen. The wealth of the wicked stored up for the righteous. That's what the Bible says.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
That's what the Bible Jesus. Says.
Jesus.
And he ain't sending no angels down here to buy stuff for the kingdom.
Amen.
Glory to God. He's not sending angels down here to foot the gospel. He's not sending angels down here to do that stuff. Well, send Peter down to sign the check. Glory to God. No, God won. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
He invests it to people.
Yes.
Amen.
And if you just keep your heart open, your mind open, don't get money crazy. Don't even think about it. Amen.
Amen.
Just get in the flow. It'll turn to you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God.
I need a prayer for finances.
You need a prayer for a financial breakthrough. Praise God. That's good. Hallelujah. Yeah, that's my faith. Hallelujah. Amen. You got that kind of faith. That's awesome. And that's about as easy. That's how it's done, people. That is really how it's done. That's how it's done. You just ask God. You ask God. You don't have to do it yourself. You just ask God and receive. Hallelujah. Oh, you going to catch her, honey? Praise God, huh? You got faith? Go on. Hallelujah. No, <I'm sorry. laughs> Pray. You're going to get in on that. Hallelujah. We're not going to mess with it again. We're not going to mess with it again. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You're a pastor's wife. You know all about it. Amen. On the other side, you're doing the same thing you said to do all along, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Tune didn't change, did it?
Right.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, that means you got to do a whole lot of listening. Amen.
Amen.
Means you got to do a whole lot of listening. Amen. To receive it. We can only ask. Well, we don't even have to ask. All we got to do is receive. He already spoke it.
Yes.
Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Blessing on
whatever way he wants to do it.
Whatever way he wants to do it.
Whatever way he wants to do it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Father, we ask you to do it right now in Jesus' name. That's all. Just do it. Receive. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, we ask you to do it right now. Sister, just receive. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. That's as easy as it is. Hallelujah. That's as easy as it is. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, y'all be blessed. Hallelujah. Come on up. And so, love the people. Love the people.
I have a prayer request. For a girl that I know's mother's had several strokes and they don't...